Trend alert. One of California's biggest exports this year, besides grapes, is a new system for sunless tanning called spray-on tanning. Regular listeners to this program will come to know our least likely news correspondent, Brian Unger. Brian covers those kinds of stories that when you first hear about them, you think, that can't be true, but it is. Spray-on tanning, Brian?
Yes. Well, Alex, Californians have been searching for a safer alternative to the traditional tanning salon where, you lie in the bed and you're exposed to a light. I think it's called UVA light.
Ultraviolet light. And actually, the Skin Cancer Foundation says people are hugely overusing these things.
Correct. And so Californians, being innovative by nature, have come up with a safer alternative. And it is called spray-on tanning.
Is this sort of like spray paint? That is, would one go down to the hardware store and get a can of the stuff, shake it up, and...
Sadly, it is. and leading the way in this new venture is Mystic Tan. It's a brand of spray-on tanning. It's the official tan of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and we can say with certainty, George Hamilton.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Completely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Are a lot of Californians kind of signing up for these things?
People are doing this often. Once a week or so. And in fact, some people are going too frequently.
They're abusing the spray-on tanning?
Well, sort of. I even asked Greg Rand, the owner of this technique, that question. And he said there's a name for these people.
Tanorexics.
Tanorexics.
That's the common phrase in our industry.
Tanorexia.
Yeah. You could
say that. What do you say to these people? Hey,
you know,
lay off the juice.
Yeah, actually, I have mentioned it a couple times.
Does this actually make you tan, or does it just color you, like, say, hair coloring or something?
Well, it is very superficial, this tan, Alex, and I wanted to know more, but any journalism student knows that you shouldn't get too close to your subject, you know, just in order to preserve the objectivity.
Exactly.
I'm no different, Alex. So I sent producer Rob Sachs, who works for National Public Radio, into the Mystic Tanning booth so that I could sort of keep a, you know, an arm's length from the subject. And I want you to know that interspersed in this report is the voice of the instructional tape that I think adds some dramatic effect. And the yelping voice in the background is that of Rob Sachs.
Roll it.
Once inside the Mystic booth, move to the oval positioning plate and assume the proper standing position.
I have my hands by my sides.
Now, let's begin.
All right, should I go for it, Brian?
Let's hit the button.
The button will flash for 5 seconds before spraying begins.
All right, 5 seconds. Wait, do I close my eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
The initial burst of spray can be startling and may seem cool.
What are you feeling, Rob?
When spraying stops, you will have 10 seconds to turn around.
Okay, I'm turning around.
Move your hands slightly in front of your body with palms facing you.
Is it okay if I open my mouth? Okay! I'm in the backwards position now.
After spraying stops, exit immediately.
Okay, I think we're clear.
All right.
And now
come
what?
On out.
Well, okay. that was extraordinary. And congratulations to you for going and getting that report, and especially congratulations for making your assistant, Mr. Sachs. How did he look when he emerged?
Well,
from
Well, first of all, I'm more than aware of your reputation as an investigative journalist, Alex, and I don't want to do anything to sort of tread on that or to degrade that. But, Alex, the tanning here doesn't actually occur until 6 hours after the spray, but Rob did appear to me shaken and somewhat violated, kind of like an embarrassed dog.
Ah, right. Well, he does have a healthy glow about him, but maybe he had that anyway walking around in California. How do you think he turned out now?
Well, Rob was tanned to begin with because he lives near the Pacific Ocean and he is part Italian. And there were a couple of significant changes in Rob. There was a clear demarcation of his ankle from his foot, where he had been wearing the protective booties.
Oh.
And Rob tells me that his pelvic region is tanner, more so than he's used to seeing it.
Well, you know, Brian, thanks very much for this probing, in-depth look at a very superficial matter.
My pleasure.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.